We got an interesting reaction in markets to Thursday's first-tier data out of the U.S. U.S. GDP came in softer than expected, and the core PCE number came in a good deal higher than forecast. So on the one hand, concerns about recession, which would suggest an easier Fed path ahead, but on the other hand, signs of ongoing upwards pressure on inflation, which would point to higher rates. And yet, the market chose to focus more on the fact that the softer data meant an easier Fed path going forward, which translated to higher stocks and a lower US dollar. Ultimately, we're not too sure the market has this one right and believe Friday's US PCE core deflator number should and could shake things up if it comes in above forecast. If this plays out, it will be hard for the market to ignore the reality of the Fed needing to think about more seriously about higher for longer, which ultimately should open selling in stocks and renewed demand for the buck on both a flight to safety bid and yield differential advantage. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from Japan employment, retail sales, and industrial production, the BOJ policy decision, Aussie producer prices, German import prices, German unemployment, German GDP, Eurozone GDP, German inflation, Canada GDP, that US core PCE read, Chicago PMIs, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.